23 nuclear plants in the U.S. share the same reactor design as the damaged Fukushima Daiichi plant, and NPR's Joel Rose reports that the crisis in Japan is reviving fears here, especially in New Jersey.
The oldest operating nuclear power plant in the country is here in Forked River, New Jersey, about 80 miles from New York City. The Oyster Creek Nuclear Generating Station shares a basic design with the crippled Fukushima reactors in Japan, and local residents worry that it may share their weaknesses, too.
It's scary, man. It's really scary.
Dan Conti is ordering lunch at Dewey's Dogs, a food truck about a mile up the road from the Oyster Creek plant.
You know, it's something that we don't have any control over. You know, our lives are in the hands of other people, and whatever decisions they make to cool it down or whatever they have to do.
Oyster Creek sits close to sea level on Barnegat Bay, just a few miles from the beaches of the Jersey Shore. No one I talk to thinks central New Jersey is at high risk of a major tsunami, like the one that triggered the nuclear disaster in Japan. But Jeff Tittle at the New Jersey Sierra Club thinks the storm surge from a major hurricane could be a big problem.
The dangers are always that if you get a blackout because of a hurricane coming in that knocks out the power to the plant, you could see a scenario where backup systems get knocked out.
Tittle says those dangers are compounded by the age of the Oyster Creek plant, which came online in 1969. It's had to be shut down several times over the years because of radioactive leaks and corrosion in the plumbing. But the plant's owner, Exelon, insists it can operate safely through 2019 when it's scheduled to close. April Shelp is a spokesperson for the company.
Our plants are operating safely, and our plant neighbors are safe, and our plants are equipped with all kinds of redundant safety systems that protect them against any of these threats.
But then, engineers at the Fukushima plants would have said the same. Like the crippled plants in Japan, Oyster Creek is a General Electric Mark I boiling water reactor. Scientists have been raising concerns about the basic design since the early 1970s.
This particular design cannot withstand accident conditions as well as other nuclear plants.
Michael Marriott directs the Nuclear Information and Resource Service, an anti-nuclear group. Marriott says engineers at GE put a relatively small containment area around the nuclear reactor core. To compensate, they added a system to relieve the pressure.
The problem is the systems don't seem to work. And so what we've seen in Japan this week is that the hydrogen pressure built up and exploded and blew apart this outside containment building,
allowing radioactive material to escape into the environment. But plant owners and regulators in the U.S. say they've made significant changes at Oyster Creek and the other GE Mark I reactors that are still in service. Gregory Yazko, the head of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, testified at a Senate committee hearing yesterday.
We think we've made a lot of changes that will help improve the safety of this design. And following 9/11, we also took steps to ensure that if we were to get to this kind of a severe condition, that we would have additional means to provide electrical power, to provide cooling. So we believe we have a good system and a good program in place.
Many of Oyster Creek's neighbors would agree. Former Township Mayor Brian Reed is eating lunch at the Forked River Diner, about a mile from the plant.
That power plant's been the backbone of this municipality for a number of years. They've been a great neighbor, and I don't think we have to worry about anything like Japan with Oyster Creek. It's had a little few things wrong with it during its lifetime, but it's run very well.
Federal regulators say it's too soon to draw conclusions about what went wrong in Japan, but they've promised a systematic review of safety standards in the U.S. to make sure it can't happen here. Joel Rose, NPR News.